You're listening to Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. While celebrity might be an aspiration to some, actual stars complain about the adoring hordes fawning over their every move and the aggressive paparazzi capturing their sloppy visits to the coffee shop and gym. For those envious of Kardashian-style celebrity, there is one man to call. We're reaching into our archives for a conversation with Izaz Rani, a New York-based photographer and consultant who, for $500 an hour, will follow you around and act as your personal paparazzo, which he claims is more real-life photography than in-your-face intrusion.
It's pretty simple. I think I work with my clients to capture natural moments in their lives and something that's meaningful to them. So it's hanging out with best friends or capturing a moment while they're pregnant or even doing weddings. So it's something that's really important to them and they want to hold on to it and kind of remember it as it were rather than having it very posed.
Okay, so the idea is that they don't have the sort of background behind them. This is kind of like the new portraiture in some kind of way, that it's natural.
Right, exactly.
Do they have to be carrying a Starbucks cup? Seems to be a requisite.
No.
Well, now there are. We want to distinguish what you do from paparazzi for hire services like Celeb for a Day that provide a publicist, a limo, a bodyguard, along with shouting photographers for people to sort of live out their fantasies of being, you know, Brangelina or Paris Hilton. How is what you do different?
Yeah, I think the difference there is my objective is to capture the candid, natural images of my clients, and it's not to make them feel like a celebrity in the sense that I would shout out their names and run behind them. I think there is that demographic there, but my clients are really looking for pictures that are meaningful, that capture who they are in natural form and something they want to hold on to. I think there's a difference there.
Well, do you try to disappear into the background?
Yeah, I think the objective is to for the subject to be unaware and for them to be in a state of mind that, you know, if they are aware, for them to feel comfortable with the lens. So there are things that I do with them that prepares them for it. And also, I like to blend in with the environment. So, for example, in Soho, in New York, I tend to play the role of a tourist. So taking pictures of landmarks and stuff like that. So they're not really focused on me and they're not antsy about me taking their picture. So there's things that I do to make them feel more comfortable.
Now, Izaz, you did go to B school and you started this business last December. I'm sure you came up with some sort of good business model for it. How many customers have you had since then? How are you doing?
It's going well, actually. After the write-up on Daily Candy in New York, I have had about 50 clients.
Well, tell me about some of your clients. What kind of people would come to you for this service? What do they want covered?
They want things like a professor from Columbia wanted to capture her pregnancy in the sense that she was pregnant and living life in New York. She wanted to have a portfolio of pictures that show her in this form because she never knew, she never thought she would be pregnant again. So things like that. There's, you know, girlfriends that are meeting up in New York after graduation from college and they just wanted to capture that as well. I've done weddings where the focus is to capture natural, candid shots of the guests as well as the party. And so it's wide range. And I think it really depends on the only specific thing that's really connected to all these clients is they want something meaningful. And I think it varies for every client.
Well, sites like Facebook, YouTube, Twitter help indulge our desire to capture, you know, even the most mundane details of daily life. Is your service, the one that you provide, part of that trend to make our lives more public?
Yeah, I think there's a bigger trend here. If you don't mind, I think the trend could be driven from secularism or a understanding of religion, but it's basically, you know, we are in charge of our lives and we can influence it. And I think some of the things that we see today from that trend are, you know, living a healthier lifestyle, to live longer, to connect to people in a meaningful way, to the green movement. And in terms of connecting to people in a meaningful way, you know, because of technological advances, you have Facebook and Twitter that kind of are translated from that idea. But, you know, what you're seeing now is you're talking with the earlier guest is people are concerned about privacy and they're trying to figure out how can I have a meaningful relationship or connection with people rather than kind of just going out all over the place on the internet. Hmm. And I think there will be a shift. So, you know, if you look at the right trend, I think people are just trying to connect to people in a meaningful way and trying to focus time and energy on themselves to be better and to live better lives and healthier and meaningful lives. And I think my type of photography ties into that.
Because it's probably a lot better quality than most of the snaps most of us take.
Right.
Well, Azaz, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Azaz Rani runs the New York-based photo service Method Azaz. He also heads a consulting firm that helps young people start their own businesses. And we have a link to his website at wordofmouthradio.org. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us today for a look at the Media Fascinations of the Future campaign, to the first model for contemporary celebrity, to puppets saving the planet. You can catch up on anything you might have missed or email segments along to friends. We're always on the air at wordofmouthradio.org. And if you've seen something intriguing, have an idea for the program, or want to add your feedback on anything you've heard, you can always send an email to wordofmouth@nhpr.org. You can post a note on our Facebook page or send us a tweet. Now do tune in on Saturday for a Word of Mouth spin on the First in the Nation primary. We're foreshadowing the results with an astrologer who reads the candidate's prospects. An ad man gives his advice on branding behind the current crop of campaign signs and much more. Word of Mouth Weekend airs at noon right after Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. I'm Virginia Prescott, and this is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio.